Welcome to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by a guy who's been locked into Cal Twitter the last 72 hours. It's Tommy. Tommy, how are you doing?
Finally getting to break away from Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it to kind of get to hear about the new features and bugs and all the greatness and glory that EA's introduced this week.
Everything that's been added, good or bad, blogged or blogged.
Yep.
As we record this on Thursday, September 19th, patch 1.012 came out earlier today. It's one that last night word came out from Scott O'Gallagher, the design director, talking about we would get the ability to save our custom audibles. And that's probably the big feature added into this patch. Let's go through the official patch notes. This came from EA on their official website this morning. We'll go through a lot of the items here, not all, obviously. The big one, though, the saving the custom audibles. I did play with this a little bit. I thought it was pretty slick how this worked. I went into our site, TGT Online Dynasty, went into practice mode. Basically, when you're reviewing the play call by formation, and that's where it's got to be from, you can hit L2, pick the audibles you want, set them, and they're in. I think it's pretty slick. You can only do this for up to 32 playbooks. I wonder why 32, Tommy. Again, pretty slick. Tommy, have you had a chance to look at this yet?
No, not yet. I'm somebody that always use custom playbooks, and obviously there you can set your audibles anyways that are tied. Mm-hmm. They're tied to the playbook, but yeah, so I haven't had a chance to look at it. The interesting thing is it kind of ties into the Turbo No Huddle video that we talked about a week or so ago. When I was kind of doing some more testing with the Turbo, you basically have three plays. You have you can recall the original play, or you have two audibles. Mm-hmm. The first two audibles are the first two from your chosen audibles. So in theory, you could set these on demand just before you're starting a drive and change your audibles and still run Turbo and kind of be able to switch it up on the fly sort of thing. That's kind of an interesting thing that may kind of even improve that area.
The blog mentions it tuned wear and tear to slow down the accrual rate. I'll be honest, I have not played enough to test that. You know, just browsing online, I did see somebody on Reddit said it still, in their words, still does not work. But again, that's very anecdotal. It's just one person said that. I have not seen a lot either way on how the changes improved or maybe didn't improve the feature.
I did play just a little bit of time with it today, and my running back was, you know, I had him catching and running plays, probably five or six plays, not intentional, but just happened to be. And I saw he had some wear and tear, but it was only like minus one carry or something like that. So again, that's, you know, that's reasonable. It's not the minus 15 or 20 or whatever it used to be.
Fixed a kickoff exploit where players could cause the ball to not be caught by the receiving team. They note that they're going to continue to monitor feedback on this fix and will make further changes if necessary. I believe this is what online people are calling the scum kick or the scum kickoff, Tommy. That at least before, there was kind of a workaround. If you just elected to receive the ball in an onside kick formation, you would catch it. I mean, I don't know if you've seen this exploit online, that basically, the way I've seen videos, I've not run into it online because I don't play a lot of randos online, but basically they could time it just right and line up just right to where the ball would land, basically go over around your player. You wouldn't get it in time. It basically, you'd be like a long onside kick or you'd be pinned deep, just kind of a nasty, annoying one, because you want your player to get the ball. They don't get the ball in time. I did see one random person, again, like, maybe this is very anecdotal, but they said that this actually isn't fixed and that the onside kick now does not work as a workaround. I said I've not tested that firsthand, but I think it's worth noting. I did see one person at least come out and say that they weren't completely sold on this fix, but I think it is at least good that EA recognizes it's a pretty big issue. This is one that I've seen a lot of people talk about, probably one of the biggest online exploits out there.
Yeah, like you, I don't play really very much random games, so I haven't really seen this, but definitely anything they can do to kind of slow the tide, but at the same time, it's always kind of a, you know, you spot one bug and then there's more that come behind it. In this case, it's kind of not necessarily a bug, it's more of an exploit, I guess. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, people who are looking to cheese the game are always going to keep, you know, pushing the envelope and look for that next big cheese.
They'll find something. It seems like even Madden, and for years past, there's always something on kickoffs that's weird. Like, this isn't a new thing. I know college ball has been gone for 11 years, but it feels like even back on the PS3 days, and then with Madden, Seems like there's always something with the kickoffs. People either kick it high because then they go to an up back and they know they can't always catch it. There's always something weird with kickoffs that it seems like EA just, I don't know if it's EA not getting it nailed down or just people have such a desire to find an exploit that they find it.
If anything, probably my guess would be it's obviously it's used every game, but at the same time, it's not the same as offense or defense in that it's, you know, like a big focus and a lot of variety. You know, for kickoffs, it should just be straightforward. You kick the ball and they return it. But at the same time, you know, there's always, you know, some attention that it needs there.
Fixed an issue with smart routed custom stems, which resulted with a speed boost off the line at the snap. I believe Madden had this issue as well. And the previous patch there addressed it, addressed now in college football. I'll be honest, I don't play a lot of people online, and I use the custom stems not nearly enough. So it's one of those I knew it was an issue, but lucky enough had stayed away from it, both using it and running into it.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware of it being an issue, but yeah, I mean, I may have accidentally exploited it without knowing it, but yeah, long story short, it's, you know, again, fix the exploits. I applaud that at least.
Slight composure tuning to increase the impact of attributes when getting hot or cold.
This I thought was interesting. They don't really talk about what it's doing. Are they increasing? Well, I guess increasing the impact. So I guess if you are hot, then you'll have better accuracy or something like
more
that.
Composed.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing, is it composure? I guess that is just related to the toughest places to play or something, or
it's one of those, the more I read it, the more I get confused on it. I don't think they're trying to confuse us on it. Maybe I'm just being dense, but it seems like they could use a little further explanation here, what they actually did.
Yeah, no, I agree. That was my whole thing, is I read it, and like you, I by the end of it, I couldn't figure it out. So
this is one that I think we're going to need more time to figure out. Several zone coverage AI improvements. Well, one of them addressed an issue preventing the curl flat zone depth coach adjustment from working properly when set at less than 15 yards. This is something I know, Tommy, you had mentioned maybe in a future tip video. We go into these coach adjustments, you know, to see how this works. Well, it looks like good thing we waited, because part of it wasn't working before. Addressed an issue causing curl flat defenders to continue to drift away from an eligible receiving threat in close proximity. Well, that ought to help, because as you see a lot of people pointing out defenders, you know, acting kind of mindless. And also addressed an issue causing outside deep third defenders to bail too quickly from their alignment at the snap. It's one of those that zone needs work, and it looks like they understand that, or at least they're trying to nail it down. Like I said, I have not played to test this, and I really haven't seen a lot of people talking about it online yet to figure out if this, you know, did what it's supposed to.
Yeah, I'm curious about that last one. Are they talking about that they'll bail and run deep with the zone, or bail and leave the receiver to run on his own, or you know, that kind of thing? Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that one. That one's, again, need to kind of probably have a little bit more in, you know, info from EA to better explain that. I mean, I guess if you're a, you know, if you understand the terminology exactly what they're saying by bail, then sure, I'm sure that makes sense. But at the same time, it's, yeah, it kind of throws me off a little bit, at least.
I think it means that they left whoever was nearest to them too early. I don't know. It's one that I could read it a million times and interpret it in a million different ways.
Exactly. Yep.
General CPU play call and coach suggestion tuning across all modes. That seems like something that they could probably touch every patch. I mean, no offense to them, but it seems like that's always going to be tough to perfect, but I'm glad they're trying.
Yeah.
They partner with a current run and shoot coach to improve authenticity in the run and shoot offense. Includes minor adjustments to pre-existing plays and the inclusion of new plays in the run and shoot playbook. They added new defensive plays for nickel 3-3 over and nickel over, designed to bring pressure from the outside. They added cover 3 buzz maple in nickel 3-3 over, and nickel 3-3 odd.
Say that cover 3 buzz maple is actually pretty interesting. As they mentioned, it's kind of to combat against trips or bunch, but basically your middle linebackers will cover the opposite side of the field from the nickel corner. And so you'll have one that'll bail to like a cloud zone or a deep zone. And you'll have the other one that breaks to cover a hook zone, but on the kind of middle, you know, middle right half of the center of the formation. So like your nickel corner will just do a hook zone directly over the receiver, but then your closest linebacker will kind of go to the opposite side of the field of where that nickel corner is. So it looks pretty interesting. Haven't had a chance to play with it, but I just at least look at the field or at the play art, and it, you know, kind of gives me some ideas, I think.
Added the cover for field drop to nickel 3-3 over and nickel over. Nickel 3-3. I mean, they just added a ton of nickel 3-3 stuff, it sounds like, basically. So it must be something they wanted to have at launch, didn't quite get to it. Now we're getting to it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just in general, obviously, some of those are just all in nickel, both 3-3 and the 4-2 nickel. But that 3-3 cub is brand new. That one, at least I don't recall seeing it before, but basically it's three down linemen, of course. But then you'll have two linebackers out directly outside of the defensive end and the middle linebacker in the middle. So it's almost like a 5-1 front. So it's kind of at least interesting. There's also a 3-3-5 formation that kind of does something similar. But yeah, this obviously is in the nickel.
Just a defensive alignment and run fit issues with plays in the nickel 3-3 meant. I'm not so sure that that doesn't need to extend about every other formation in the game as well, but at least start with one and we'll go from there. And change to the fourth rusher from an inside linebacker to an outside linebacker in 3-3-5 meant cover for quarters and palms. What's not mentioned here, so I think it's a bug, and obviously playing it, one thing a lot of people online have run into right off the bat is a smaller field goal kicking meter and a punt meter that the accuracy is larger, but the arrow is smaller because it's further up the field away from the meter. I'm going to go out and I feel like it's a good bet. That's bugged. That was not a designed fix or design issue that they addressed. So I think we should mention that because I don't think that they would do that and not put that in here as visible as that something like that is.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely bugged. I spent a little bit of time with this just to kind of get a sense of it. And if you change your zoom camera on the kick, you can kind of see the arrow a little bit better. But if you're at the default zoom, that it's pretty small, just depends upon how big your TV that you're playing from is or whatever.
Right.
So, it's definitely one of those things that I have to expect that within a week and a half or so, he's going to be releasing a hot fix that's going to fix that one. You know, it'll have to go through, through QA again or whatever. But at the same time, that's got to be something they've got to fix.
Which might be scary if it goes through that again. It made it through once. And we'll get some other stuff later on that we're not sure how it got through QA exactly. But
that I'm really surprised it got through QA. I mean, because I understand that you're probably more focused on some of the offense and defensive stuff, but you know, you never actually play a full game, you know, with that. Again, it's very strange.
And that's one of those, like, I think it gets better. I'm sure a lot of QA is like making sure the game doesn't crash, doesn't lock up. I think that's a lot of it. I'm guilty of it. I think the community at large is guilty of it. We think it's, you know, they're trying to make sure they're going to make every formation work and every play work. Not exactly. I think a lot of their goal is make a stable game. And right now, I think it's generally pretty stable. Somebody's probably going to argue that, but I think generally EA stuff is relatively stable. I would almost venture to say that, yeah, QA should have noticed that. I agree with you completely on that. But I'll say that where are the designers and developers? Like, are they playing this as well? They got to take some heat too. I mean, not just QA, but EA should be the one. How did this get out there?
Yeah, and that was more what I was referring to, not just the actual QA play testers, but just in general QA from the developers and anyone else inside of EA that had their hands on a controller over the past, you know, month or whatever it is. You know, how could you at least not see this in some testing? You know,
I know sometimes there's been issues that they always say that playing on the dev kit or playing the internal build, it's different once it gets to, you know, external. When it's got to the public, things change. So and maybe this falls in that, but I don't know. I gotta think that I gotta think this was not one of that. But I'm just saying to be fair, I know in the past I've heard sometimes bugs like that exist. This one I'm not so sure I think is one of those.
And you're right. I mean, as a developer, they have what's called feature branches that basically all these different features get developed kind of in just isolation, just focused on that one new feature or whatever. And then you eventually uplift that code all up to the main code. And so you're bringing in code from here and code from there, and it all gets lumped up into the middle. But eventually somebody has to play full games on that full code, you know, kind of thing. So, but yeah, I understand the whole idea of that, you know, you're not playing on what's actually getting released, but at the same time, somebody
at some
has
point
to.
Somebody did.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
like you said, the kicking is so you could do it from the get go. Of course, the kickoff
Yep.
meter is fine. It was when you get to the field goal or punts is when it starts to get wacky. So maybe they kicked off, ran a few plays, and said, "Oh, we're good. Ship it. We're good to
Yeah,
go."
yep.
Dynasty. This is interesting. Some of these fixed an issue where selecting auto fix schedules and custom schedules would not correctly fix the schedule. I've heard some people say that on some of the custom schedule issues, you do the auto fix and then back out and go back and do it again. To me, it just seems like I'm at the point now. I don't want to use custom schedules because all I hear about online is not working, broken, that moving the Pac-2 causes issues. They believe putting in Notre Dame at a conference causes issues. There's something where if you maybe create divisions, it causes issues. I'm under the impression that anyone on Dynasty, we didn't touch custom schedules. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm a little too scaredy cat here. I still don't know that I trust custom schedules, even with this feature.
For sure. Yeah. Just custom schedules, but also custom conferences in general.
Right.
Like you said, the Pac-2 and the Notre Dame, but then also heard one, and I've not tested this, but the suggestion was that if you put 14 teams in a conference and use 8 conference games, that it breaks
I've heard that
everything
too.
somehow. So, again, I've also seen to where you'll have 7 road games and 1 home game, and then the next season you'll have 7 home games and 1 road game. So, again, yeah, it's stuff that's got to get ironed out. I'll be curious to see what this fix actually, touches and does it improve some of those things? Because like you, I'm a bit gun shy there.
I'll let somebody else test it. I'm not going to do that. At least not with a dynasty I care about.
Right, right.
Increase the penalty for choosing pitches that the recruit is not interested in when hard or soft selling. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't hard or soft sell a whole lot. Maybe I'm hurting my recruiting by not doing so. So I'm not sure I can weigh in on this. Tommy, do you have any thoughts on the hard or soft sell, them increasing the penalty?
Yeah, at least up until now, and obviously I haven't tested it now that the patch has been released, but at least up till now, honestly, hard and soft sell, once you get to the top 5, you should go to those right away. But now it looks like you at least better be matching up to them a lot better than what you had to in the past. I know for me, for example, if you get a recruit to where you can pitch them 60 points, you give them a hard sell and a soft sell, even if your soft, obviously your soft sell is not going to match up to all 3, and if the other 2, do match up or don't match up or something like that, then again, you have to kind of, we'll have to see how this impacts it. But that was the whole idea before, is that you could just instantly jump to hard and soft selling. And somebody did the math that basically, depending upon how many letter grades you have on the 3 matches, that's when you do hard sell versus not doing it. So again, that math is probably changing now, but at the same time, it'll be kind of interesting to see where it goes.
Increase the reward for higher school grades when pitching a recruit with a hard or soft sell.
Again, that's kind of the same thing. It's basically, if you are not lined up, then you're going to get penalized. But if you are lined up, then you're going to get even more increase. So, this could be a big sway there, in the sense of that, if you're really matched up, then you're really going to excel at recruiting those players.
Fixed an issue with ACC schedule rotation in 25 and 26. Updated the name of Liberty Stadium. Updated FIU to Pitbull. If you watch or listen to the show, you knew that the game already had the Pitbull Stadium audio in, a month ago. So I'm guessing, but we noticed that the name on the banner or bug when you go into the game was 2 stadium names ago. So I'm guessing that's what finally got corrected. Fixed issues in various news stories that had the wrong score and team winning. I mean, not to go too off tangent, but those news stories, they need a lot of work on the writing, on the variety, on what it brings up. Just very bare bones, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely need to put some attention to that for 26, I would say.
Included additional pop-ups in recruiting to inform the user why certain actions are not allowed. That's great, but I have not played at any recruiting to tell you what those are. Have you, Tommy, or have you heard anybody talk about this yet?
No, I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but I do know for sure, that there's been times where I've tried to bring in a recruit for a visit and it won't let me, but it doesn't tell me why. Is it because I have 4 recruits? Is it because, they are already visiting someone else that week, or you know, whatever else it may be. So again, more information here is definitely welcomed here.
The game as a whole could use a lot of explanation, and we're not the only people saying that. I see a lot on Reddit and a lot on social media.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I can spend a lot of time with the game and be very intuitive about what to do with the game, but you know, think of the casual people who don't play it very often at all. You know, they're just going to get frustrated and say, I don't know what I'm doing, so why am I continuing to play it or something?
Especially those who have been away for 11 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
It fixed an issue where the wrong award trophy was appearing in the award screen. I haven't looked lately, but there was a while there. The whole thing was a hot mess with what it was showing and not showing. Now, the next part is to fix the logic on those players that they select under the watch list. That's got to be the next big issue. Fixed an issue where coaches would not receive any job offers from receiving a contract extension. I haven't really got to the carousel. I know the little I've seen videos of it. I can't stand the layout and the way it's designed, so I'm not really looking forward to it, which is a shame because I loved it back in 14.
Yeah, no, they definitely need to put some attention to the carousel. I don't think we'll get a big shift there in terms of the experience this year, but you know, in 26, I think they'll put some good attention there. This one though, this one actually annoyed me a lot. I was the offensive coordinator for Akron, and it seemed like every year they would extend my contract, and so I couldn't take a job anywhere else. Even though we won the national championship or something like that, I just could not even look at other job offers because of that. So, again, definitely a welcome fix there.
Then it goes into Ultimate Team. We won't go into that too much. They did fix the school playbook issue where Texas and Texas A&M playbooks were swapped and Utah State playbooks were swapped. One issue that I'm seeing, and somebody on Reddit earlier today posted they have the issue, and I've seen people on Twitter mention this. There's only like five different sets of challenges that show for me. It seems, and I saw someone on Twitter mention that once they went to season two in Ultimate Team, that's when this bug emerged. So I think there's a lot of events going on that I can't see. I know yesterday, in just the last, you know, 24 to 48 hours, I guess there was one of the challenges went out to kick a field. You have to kick a field goal. Well, one, I guess it's bugged because it puts you on defense, so you can't kick a field goal. Like, once you get the ball back, it ends and says you failed it. So I went in and looked. I don't have that available. So I don't know if it's user error or if it's something bugged where you can't see all the different challenges available. But I'm not the only person that has run into it. That is not mentioned here, and it was not fixed. They do mention we have a few live service issues that are being worked on currently. Stay tuned to their Twitter account. I did see people online talking about how the announcers are calling out the wrong names. Like, they call Saquon Barkley Franklin, and somebody on Reddit had figured out that I don't know if they deduced it or guessed it, but they believe that the Ultimate Team players in the game are based off, I don't know if it's real players or players on the base roster that they just modified. So it's pulling up the name of that player and not the player of the actual their base. I'm not saying
seems
the wrong,
a
it sounds like a
stretch.
Mess.
Yeah, that seems a stretch from my. I mean, I you,
think
you never
make
know.
Them.
I mean,
right?
Yeah, in development, you always have to Band-Aid and bubble tape. You know, things together, but at the same time, that one kind of seems like a stretch. You would just have a separate database of players and go
I
with it from
so.
There.
I don't know, they seem pretty confident in it, so maybe I don't know. I've not dug into it. And then Road to Glory, updated the icon for some cleats, fixed some messaging issues, and various fixes to scenario logic and text. I'm one that I want to play this mode, and I really want to give it a try. I can't stand the cameras, and I don't know if I'm the only person in this boat. But I want the same camera I have when I do it, like a Dynasty or general gameplay. And I can't do that. And I understand them giving the lower angle. I totally get it. But this is my world. I want up higher. Maybe it's something with my vision. I have something with the depth issue on even the highest low camera I can do. I just can't. I can't see the openings right. I mean, maybe it's. Maybe I need new glasses.
Yeah,
I just don't like it.
I've not played as a quarterback on Road to Glory, but I've played it at running back, and definitely every time before the first snap, I always zoom out one step because it is way too close to start with.
This is the one that off the bat everybody can notice, and EA talks about some of this stuff because it's easy to show on social media, frankly. Presentation and UI updates. First, various stadium authenticity updates to multiple schools. I despise that they don't list it, but I understand. To an extent, I understand why, because then it's admitting a shortcoming. I believe somebody on, I don't know if it's social media or Reddit, there's so much stuff that flies through when these updates come out. Maybe Western Kentucky, it's one of some school like that, that they felt that the fans now have towels and there's more fans in a certain area. So I'm guessing it's things along those kinds of a line. Tommy, have you heard any of these? I wouldn't even know where to start to find it when there's 134 schools to go through.
Exactly. Like you, this frustrates me that they didn't at least give some indication.
Please give the name, even if you don't go into detail what you corrected. At least give the name.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, at a minimum, they should have the name because, again, they know what changes they made. They just have to look at the file names of what they edited most recently or something. But anyways, yeah, it's pretty frustrating. Like you, there's no way to kind of pin down what actually all of this is. Yeah, it's, I mean, to me, you would say what that is so that fans of that school would immediately go onto the game and look for at
Right.
their stadium, you know. Yeah,
You have to hope somebody stumbles
it's
across it. Somebody's a fan of a school, or they have them in a dynasty and they realize, oh, this is different.
yeah,
Otherwise,
exactly.
there's no way to know.
Right,
It's a
exactly.
shame. New uniform pieces for a bunch of schools, and they adjusted uniforms to the 2024 season version for Texas State, Liberty, Georgia Southern, Jacksonville State. I thought it was interesting this morning. I fired it up, about 6:30 this morning, did a very cursory look to see what, details, because obviously presentation UI stuff, that's e easier to find when you only have a few minutes. You don't have time to go into the game plan and look for stuff, but I can look for new uniforms or new jerseys. And I noticed that Colorado, on a quick glance this morning, had their 2024 jerseys. So I quickly thought, I bet that's probably the whole uniform, because why wouldn't you think that, correct? But I thought it
Yeah.
was weird the blog had Colorado under the new uniform pieces and not under the 2024 uniforms. So before the show, I went in and looked a little closer. I'm sure this is something with Nike. I don't want to blame EA for this, but Colorado has their correct 2024 jerseys, but the pants and helmets are not correct. So I'm not sure what's going on there that they don't have it or didn't have all of it. I'm shocked the way that, I mean, let's be honest here, EA has been accused of, riding Colorado, quite a bit, overrating them, overhyping them, because it brings clicks and talk and in discussion. So I get it. I was kind of shocked they didn't have these uniforms ready to go either when the season started or right after Colorado wore them. We get them this week, which is fine, but then we don't. They're not all there. So I don't know if that's a Nike issue, an EA issue, a Colorado issue. It's still just very, very weird as a fan of the sport to that it's like that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, again, like you said, they're giving a lot of attention to Colorado. You'd think that they, of all teams, would get it right.
Right.
It does kind of call back to before the game launched, and we were trying to find any information we could, February, March timeframe. There was a video that of Dion that was talking to the account rep and talking about that they're going to be able to, release what you wore that game or something to that effect. So yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting that they, don't get it right, especially for one that, of that kind of caliber of, fame, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Well, with their cover athlete as well, I mean, plays at Colorado, so it something's weird there. I just don't know who it falls on. I'm gonna say that all parties take a little blame. I don't know. I'm gonna guess maybe more of a Nike issue. I don't know. Just very, very weird on
Well,
why
and
the jerseys got in, but not the rest of the uniform.
that's the thing, though, is Nike wouldn't have anything to do with the helmet, so
That is true. That
can't
is
really
true.
put it all on Nike. But yeah, who knows, really? I mean, it's not in. That's at the end of the day.
We did find out that UCF, their Space City uniforms, will be coming in October. Those were publicly released just a couple of days ago. They put out a tweet right away saying they will be in the game in October, and they even put a behind the screens picture of the uniforms being scanned. That's on the UCF football's official Twitter account. What's interesting, some other details, things that we haven't seen yet. Have we had any updated field art? And I ask that because I know Texas A&M is outdated, Texas State is incorrect. I'm sure there's other schools out in Nebraska. They're using the design from a previous field turf installation. I mean, that's how out of date that is. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if the game doesn't have that capability. I'd be shocked if it didn't.
Oh, I
But
guarantee they have the capability. It's just.
to date, at least they have not mentioned that. Maybe that falls under the various stadium authenticity updates. I don't know. You'd think they would put in, we corrected this field art if that was the case. I
Yeah,
know
that.
A&M in this update was not updated yet.
Yeah, that's a big, lump of everything if you're going to say that that also includes field art. To me, that kind of more suggests like, architectural updates or changing colors or
Or
something like
fans or
that. But
something.
exactly, yeah, something like that. But you know, to me, field art, you would actually call out field art.
Especially with like A&M, they were the toughest places to play for like a month in the off season. So you thought they would have got some love since they got hosed when they corrected the listing right before the season started. It's worth noting that on the blog didn't mention it, but on Twitter they said that this update included updated crowd themes and they showed Michigan. And all it does to me, and maybe I'm bitter guy, grouchy guy here, makes me realize that they really kind of messed up the crowd theme thing where you can't select that in a play now. So if you're not playing with the right school or in the right situation, you don't see it. Like I will see people on social media or Reddit post a picture of playing a game with the crowd theme, the color outs or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, this game has that. Looks really cool. I can't recreate that.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. From the very beginning, when they first announced it and the game launched and everything, I was like, you can't select when it actually happens. I mean,
right.
Instead, they do it the first game of the season, but often the first game of the season is against an FCS
Joe Blow State.
Yeah, exactly. Are you really going to, you know, go all out for that game? Yeah, I mean, again, should be able to select it and let, you know. And at the end of the day as well, you have no idea what color out they're going to do. So I mean, like if you're Penn State, sure, yeah, wear the white uniforms, but
right,
otherwise, you know, you're kind of a luck of the draw sort of thing, whether or not you actually match up to them.
It's what I understand EA's logic. I understand when they sat around and thought how to design it. I can see how it made sense in a group of, you know, 10 people or 20 people, whoever it was that decided it. But then the first time they should have brought it from the outside, it would say, if you can't do it or select it in the play now, it's wrong. And obviously that would apply to when you go to a dynasty game as well. I mean, that's something for 26 that we shouldn't have to ask for, but here we are. It's going to have to hopefully, it's a very cool feature and it's a presentation item that people wanted for a long time. And it's just not, it's too hidden. It's too buried.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, if anything, just put it as one of the other options. Just like when you select your uniform, you select it there as well. You know.
Yep. Tommy, do you think it's early enough that we might have rumors on College Football 26?
Oh, 26. I was thinking we were already talking about 27 by now.
Well, I got to give credit. I believe Tubby Light was the one on his YouTube channel. He stated that somebody who's involved with EA's playtesting, at-home playtesting, had received a survey. And we don't know. I haven't had a chance to watch all of Tubby Light's video here. And I know, Tommy, you read a little bit of the transcript before the show. So I don't know if this was a open-ended questions, if it was ranking features. Don't know. But apparently, these are features they were asking playtesters to rank in terms of desirability. So it's supposedly things they're considering adding per this Redditor. Don't know if this was all the items, if it was just a few per each page. Don't know how this works. It's one of those, we talked about this before the show. And our thought was, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Tommy, you got to think a lot of 26 is already mapped out. It's either great things that got cut from 25, ran out of time on 25, or they just knew that they got the basics in this year, going to build on for next year. Because we go through this list and we won't go through every item, it just seems like things that either, you know, you talk to any community member and they would probably tell you a lot of these items.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, you could talk to people and have just about all of this. Now, some of it may be, you know, like playbook installs week to week. You know, I've never heard very many people talk about it. I've kind of had the idea, but at the same time, I've always dismissed it because it would be too much.
Hardcore.
But yeah, exactly. But yeah, a lot of this stuff is just stuff that already should have been on the radar anyways, probably was on the radar for 25 and got cut towards the end or something like that. This time of the year, you have to think that they are doing budgeting as far as time of what they're going to be focusing on. So maybe that is what this is, that they are, you know, they have all these ideas, they want to get to all of them, but this survey or whatever, maybe if, you know, assuming it is legit that, that it kind of gives them something to help set their budget to what to focus on. So
I'm always very leery of things online just because even if it seems very likely, I'm always kind of skeptical. My skepticism here comes in first, would they be asking play testers about this? I mean, you would think it'd be like the guys like the preferred content creators who would be asked these questions. My thought, and maybe I'm wrong here because I'm not in on it, I thought the play testing was more of a, I don't want to say casual, but casual person. Do you understand how this works? Do you understand how this goes? that's my first part of the skepticism, why I wasn't real sure about this. The other part of it is a lot of these things are pretty deep. They're pretty hardcore things. Some of these things are already in the game to some extent. And none of these things, unless I'm missing them here, none of them are back-of-the-box features. So I can't think they would invest a ton of time marketing and developing, asking, a playtest, at-home playtest group about this if they didn't at least have something to show. I don't know. I'm not saying that somebody made this up. I'm not saying that Tubby Light is wrong. I need to see more before I fully say that these are likely for 26, because some of these are just common sense things. So I'm not so sure that Tubby Light didn't get played here. I don't know. I'm just skeptical. I'm not calling anybody a liar. I'm just skeptical.
I'm the same with you. Anytime, no matter what game it is, whether it's college football or, the next Grand Theft Auto or whatever it is, I'm always very skeptical of it unless there's some sort of tangible proof to back it up. My name's Tommy. Call me the Doubting Thomas if you want. But at the same time, it is, something that you kind of got to prove it. I could literally throw together a list that would be comparable to this on my own, and people would have probably the same belief in it. No offense to Tubby Light. I don't think he did something dishonest or anything like that by any means. It's more a matter of what is the origin of this, and kind of, why should we kind of put stock into this? Again, at the end of the day, this could be, EA could have very well had this list and could have very well shared it with the playtesters and everything like that. It may be 100% legit, but that doesn't mean that any of these, not even any of them, are going to be included in 26. It's more a matter of, hey, let's see what we can get to. But to your point, none of these are big features. And I can kind of understand that at the same point, because EA already knows what their big features are going to be. So they're not going to really advertise or get feedback on those at this point in the game.
And we should mention, even if this is 100% legit, there's no guarantee these will be in 26. EA knows, has a pretty good clue what's going in 26, but nothing's a lock or guarantee. So I know people I saw, and it's weird, Tubby Light, and also here on Reddit, they were pretty careful to say, not a guarantee, things are talking about. Then you go on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, and people are saying, College Football 26 features already known. And no, that's not, we don't, far from, guys. But I understand the clickbait aspect of it.
Yeah, exactly. Even some kind of closely related to EA YouTubers, I saw at least had a clickbait video that kind of said, College Football 26 features leaked, ? It's like,
but it works. I mean, the name of the game is to get views and subscribers. And this is probably, now we're going off tangent a little bit, but all of these companies, and EA's guilty of it, 2K's guilty of it, name a video game company, Tommy, they're guilty of it. Who do they cater to? The ones who get the most views and subscribers.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you have this?
Yeah. At least we know what we're going to title our podcast this week.
I'm using an exclamation point, not a question.
Oh,
mark.
Okay.
I'm saying,
okay,
there CFB you go. 26 features, exclamation point. I know there's no doubts here. but no guarantee on these. And a lot of these formation subs, I would bet money that's in 26. Stat panel and player screen, I feel very likely that's in 20. These are just quality of life things. I don't know, that the skeptical part of me says this is just a fan who really wants these things. Like you said, I have a notebook here of stuff that I write down when I play, like either bugs or things I want to see in the future. And guess what? Almost all these are in there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I didn't
you could
send it
literally.
To Tommy White. I didn't send it to him. I want. Just got wrote it down. I
you're not the you're not the insider there.
I'm not the mole.
Yeah, but yeah, literally, you could have released these the day the game launched, and had just as much accuracy.
Yeah. A couple of things before we wrap up the show here, Tommy. A couple of glitches. I've seen people, somebody tagged us on our Twitter account about this, and I saw somebody on Reddit post this, that the two teams were wearing, the one example was on Reddit, was both wearing a home jersey. The one who tagged us on Twitter, both were wearing the away jersey. They didn't give a lot of big details or clarification. I believe they're talking about online play, because I know the one guy, he edited out the names on the bottom. I did a little digging, and I don't know this is the exact reason why, but when I was looking at those Colorado uniforms, I noticed that they're, when you fire it up, like let's say you put Colorado as the home team, and you go in edit uniform, the first jersey that pops up is an away one. I didn't go into a game, but I'm wondering if EA, when they did some of these uniform updates as part of this title update, you know, the default for home now, or some of the away, for example, are backwards. So the default home is a white. So theoretically, you could have white on white. And I wonder if some of the other schools, if they, you know, the away team, their default away is actually, their default uniform when they're away is actually a home uniform. Just theorizing, yeah. But I think I stumbled across that by accident.
And that would make sense, like what you're saying. It's either way, it's a bug.
Yes.
And that one I can kind of see going under the radar a little bit.
Right.
You know, it's a little annoying. I'm curious if it's just specific teams or what exactly causes it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely, you know, something to kind of, I guess, keep an eye on. And if, yeah, hopefully EA can come back and fix those.
One that was starting to take on off on Reddit as we started the show tonight was the Kansas red jersey that pretty cool on the shoulder, says Rock Chalk, and the game has the right shoulder. It looks excellent with Rock Chalk. And I noticed this morning somebody posted a screenshot and they just had gone in and, you know, looks cool. But until you go into a game and realize that the left shoulder, they didn't flip it. So it's Rock Chalk backwards. It's comical in a way. And I there's some criticisms of EA that I don't care for. But with something like that, it makes a guy wonder, maybe they like being criticized. Maybe they like, because you got to think when they're building the art assets, somebody would rotate it around at the final stage and be like, looks good, put it in the game. I can see how it didn't happen. Tommy, you had a theory about how they built it on maybe how this might have happened.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess that they have a similar tool to kind of what we have for Team Builder. Obviously, it's a little bit more robust and they can do a lot more with it, but at least kind of the initial creation, they can kind of go through the quote unquote Team Builder interface and do it that way. Because a lot of these jerseys use the same exact template and they just kind of swap out a few pieces here and there or whatever. So yeah, in this case, probably they dropped it in to the template, to the Team Builder template. And, you know, in some of those cases, just like in Team Builder, if you don't go in and say, no, I don't want a myriad, or you say, I want a myriad or whatever, then, you know, it could be wrong. So you have to kind of give that little attention to detail. And obviously, if somebody at EA is trying to do these quickly, they did that, said, oh, it looks good, and then didn't check the other side. So, you know, it is, you know, at some point, you just want EA to get it right. And by that mean, I'm not saying perfect. I'm not saying absolutely, you know, flawless or anything like that. But don't introduce new bugs. Don't release new jersey arts that are wrong and broken. You know, just get it right. You know, it's just a little frustrating and kind of makes it harder to put very much faith in them to get other bigger things right. You know, you know, again, at the end of the day, you know, I'm still going to play the game. I'm still going to enjoy it. So, you know, they've still kind of, you know, I'm kind of not, I don't have much room to say anything about it, but at the same time, it's, it's just, you want to be able to put more faith in them, I guess, at the end of the day.
I think there's a lot of people who have kind of feel like they can't get the small things right, the easy things right. Like you said, it casts doubt on the bigger features. There was a thread on Reddit, I believe last week, and there's probably been several of them around, but there was one last week where a user was pointing out some of the text issues, like in the news stories, I believe was their main example of, you know, spelling errors, grammatical errors. And it was interesting reading the responses, because you get some who say very much like, wow, I can't believe they got that wrong. And then you get the one saying, who cares? That has nothing to do with the gameplay, which I also understand that point of view. I didn't weigh in just because I don't need to weigh in on everything, but and you've heard me say this argument before, I think it's a little different here because they are reflecting and representing institutions of higher learning. So you'd think that text-based things would be given a look over a little bit. That you would think there'd be a lot of eyeballs on it, that it takes 2 seconds to fix. It was funny. That thread was a couple days ago, maybe last week on Reddit. I went into Ultimate Team the other day and they had Coastal in Coastal Carolina spelled wrong. They forgot the first day, so it was Coastal.
The other one that I saw somebody pointed out this week is the game of the week is NC State versus Clemson, but in the text it says North Carolina versus Clemson.
Ouch.
Yeah. So yeah, that's again, it's the small things, you know, it's not gonna just totally break the game.
No, I mean, far from it.
Yeah, if you even if you played with the Kansas jersey, it's going to be annoying and you're not going to want to take screenshots as much or something like that. But
Especially if you're a KU fan.
yeah, especially if you're a KU fan. So now, just in the meantime, you just don't use that jersey, I guess. But still, they just get it right. That's easier said than done. I mean, I've done some little bit of development in my time, so I know things can kind of slip past you, but at the same time, there's too many people working on that game that all of this stuff happens. One thing here, one thing there, but yeah.
Like, I think it's a good game. I don't want, like, I'm like you. I don't want people to think I wouldn't waste my time doing a show here if I didn't enjoy the game and like the game. But also, we're not going to lie and bury things. But this game is unique in terms of, like, it's good. It's got a good base. There's a lot of features that need to come in next year. We saw that with that, alleged potential features for 26. But also, there's a lot of quirks and bugs and weird things and quality of life things that also need to go into the game, whether that's updates in 25 or brand new in 26. I mean, that it's a very unique in that regard, and that they got a lot of work to do yet. I don't think they're not mailing it in. They're not celebrating. They're not on a beach. I'm sure they know that, but I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, for sure. Again, it's going forward, it's going to be a year every year title, presumably. Nobody said that they have plans to make it an evergreen title at any point, but at the same time, that 1 year, you have less opportunity to get things right. So you either need more people, need more eyes, or you need really those really attention to detail people that are doing kind of that final check on everything.
The last thing, well, before we wrap up here, last week they announced that Edgewater High School would be in the game. There wasn't a lot of details at first about it. Turns out it is more of an Ultimate Team thing. But the funny part was the pack wasn't available for like several days afterwards. They made this big announcement on Twitter and on their social media, and the pack wasn't there. That contained three alumni from Edgewater High School. But then the EA Sports had it buried in one of their tweet responses that you could download the school through Team Builder. So it was just kind of weird that they announced it, and it's fine. I believe that, people are wondering, well, like, why are they picking this high school? One, it's in or near Orlando. Two, I believe it was more of a Madden thing as well, because in Madden they added not only Edgewater, but also the NFL Academy, because those two teams were playing, I believe, in London. Maybe they already played. I don't follow it that closely. I don't know. So I think it's one of those that, Madden got Edgewater and NFL Academy, so College Football got Edgewater, which is fine. But a lot of people, when you go like on Reddit, for example, when they announce it, like, should I know who this is? Should I know why this is important?
Yeah,
So
no, I
I
mean
sure didn't
it's
either.
no, I certainly didn't. I was like, okay, number one, why any high school? But number two, why this high school? But yeah, it's kind of that when they first announced it, they didn't really give any context at all. It was just, hey, you can go play as Edgewater. Okay. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's not a big deal. I don't think. Yeah, I'm really still not really sure why they did it, but if it was a free promotion sort of thing, then maybe it makes sense.
At least the pack is out there. But I don't know if they ever made a big announcement that it was actually there. I don't think they wanted to double back to be like,
Yeah, they didn't want to say, oh, well, we made a mistake before, now it's
we
there.
shouldn't have shared this because it wasn't working.
Right.
So with that, we'll wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate podcast. Hopefully JB will be back soon. I
He's
can't
playing the game too much. I mean, that's the thing, is he can't break away.
He needs rehab for an intervention for it. It's what he really needs. I mean, for that and everything else, but I mean, really, for also for playing the game too much. So, for Tommy, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for watching and listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.